Well, Jack Blair's there. He's having none of it. Making sure that the big fellas know he's around. We're set to go. It'll be Cox against Jamar, middle of Vic Park. And it's a nice bounce to get us underway. Pretty cold conditions this afternoon. The first kick of the day is won by Riley. Goes inside the 50 for the Scorps. There's a whistle on play against Sharonberg. Free kick to Casey. The kick will come from Jaden Hunt directly in front, 40 to cover.
Not a good start for the Magpies. Ball's gone straight out of the centre and within 8 seconds. Casey with a free kick, then be lining up for a shot at goal. Interesting to see Tony Armstrong and Paul Seedsman both out there in the long sleeves today. It is a freezing cold day. Here in Melbourne, it'll only be a top of 11 degrees, so expect to see a lot of these guys end up pulling on the long sleeves before the day's out.
Yeah, it's a bitter wind, isn't it? Cold conditions. Beanies for everyone. That's a miss. It hits the post. So that's a nice little let-off for the Pies. Early going. One behind is the only score so far. Marsh takes the mark from the kick-in from Armstrong, who has also got the long sleeves on, as does Marsh. He goes down the line looking for Cox, who goes to work on Jamar. Worked him underneath it, but unfortunately the fall of the ball didn't suit him. White takes it and finds Riley, who goes across the ground. Good spoiling effort from Seedsman. Now he needs to butter up with a second effort. Umpire allows it to go on initially before coming in and saying, I'll toss it up.
Great intensity to start with from the Seed. Very good attack on the ball. The ball carrying then brought that ball to ground. Nice work from the man who was omitted from the senior side from last week, so he'll be out to really put his stamp on this game early.
Here's Hellier. Got it from Dwyer across to Williams by hand inside the 50. Now Reed's playing forward. Chance to work towards the boundary line. He does exactly that. Got some company. Munro's that man to drag him over the line. He had possession, so no issues there. They'll toss it in.
Good to see there, Reedy. Reed watch for everyone listening in. He's gone, got through the first contest okay, playing deep forward at the moment with Corey Gold about 30 metres in front of him.
Munro won the day for the Scorpions, kicks out towards the flank. He might have just given it too much. No, just bounces in the line, they'll toss it in.
I think we'll see a bit of this today, won't we, Michael? A lot of stoppages on the outer side with the wind blowing across the ground at the moment. Goal kicking won't be too easy for either side at both ends of the ground. So it could be a bit of a scrappy contest, particularly early on as they find their feet.
Toss back in, tricky conditions, as Luke Mason has said. Chance for the Scorps to come away with the footy. That was Newton, who was well tackled. Good stuff from Dwyer. Got the handball away. Little kick from Hellier. Got it going forward, but it's chopped off. And that's neat stuff from Oscar McDonald. Goes by hand, releases the Scorpions through the legs of Kennedy Harris. Out the back is Sinclair. He's got McKenzie for company. Danger now. Scorpions go inside the 50. High ball. It's fisted away. Good stuff, Marsh. And he sees it over. Does he know it's kept in? It might have just touched the bootlaces of the boundary umpire there. And look at Marsh go. Couple of bounces along the outer flank. And then he lost the footy as he was trying to handball. Turnovers on. Newton wins it. Got it to Tumpus. Back the Scorpions go to centre half forward. Bale, 70 from home. Kicks a high ball right to the hot spot. It's knocked away. Good stuff, Sinclair. Worked his man underneath the footy. Allowed Sharonberg to come in and win it. Got it back to Sinclair by hand to Armstrong. Neat kick across the defensive goal square. And Dwyer, who's had a bit of the footy early, goes across the ground looking for Young. Just stays in. Got a bit of a dodgy bounce, did Clinton. Now he's got to go to work. He toe pokes at 10 metres along the line. He gets some support. This is good stuff from Cox. Look at the big fella. A little bounce, if you don't mind. Handball comes to Dwyer, who works his way along the outer wing. It's a pretty sharp start in this contest. Bale receives it off hands, goes to White, who works his way along the wing. Handball back. The left foot kick for the Scorpions to centre half forward is marked by Bale. And they can just take a breath, although they're going to play on quickly. So it goes to Riley. Left foot kick inside the 50 is well marked. Marsh just got caught underneath it. And it is the big fella, Jake Spencer, who takes the mark inside the 50.
Really exciting passage of play from our defenders there, Michael. We saw Jonathan Marsh burst out of defence on the outer side, took two bounces and burnt off his opponents. Unfortunately, left the ball behind. I think we can accept that. He's taking the game on, really trying to attack from defence and set us on our way, which he did. He did quite well. And we also saw Mason Cox on the outer side pick the ball up nicely off his bootlace and then take a bounce in the middle of some heavy traffic and didn't look flustered at all. And really nice work from a couple of our younger players early in the match.
Armstrong brings it back in. Oh, good diving effort, but unable to take the mark was Matty Goodyear, and it'll be tossed back in. Forward pocket, Casey attacking to the Arrowfalls end. Lively start to this one.
The scores were two behind so far. Collingwood yet to get on the scoreboard. Only one inside 50 of the Magpies. Most of the attacking has been done by the Scorpions so far.
Mason Cox took it out of the ruck. Might be in trouble there. Couldn't get the kick away. Williams did well. Got the handball over the top. Dwyer has looked lively. He goes on his right boot around the corner. Blair slid in. Took it on the half volley. Then he was tackled. Just got the handball away in the nick of time. Ball spills free. Needs to be won again. Plenty of players converge on the footy. One of them is Jay Kennedy Harris for the Scorpions. And we'll do it all again. Just about centre wing. Slightly attacking for the Scorpions. But it's one for Collingwood by Adams. Got the handball going, but couldn't find a teammate. They loop out the back. Here's Turlick. Really well tackled by Blair and Clinton Young. The spill's on here. No, the advantage won't be paid. Clinton Young has it. He can go long. Here's Reid. He's got to go to work here on Fitzpatrick. He's kept out of the line of the footy, and it's almost a free kick. And it's not paid. The Scorpions will take it and have it in the back pocket. Taken by Alex Neil Bullen. He goes quickly on to Kennedy Harris, back to Neil Bullen, works his way through the half-back flank. He goes further afield, and that was a good handball from Seedsman. Make them work. Just on the half-forward flank here, the Pies, but it's going to be Burns who comes in and wins the footy. A couple of handballs for McKenzie to Pinoza, and the Scorpion skipper. They refuse to slow down, although there's a free kick, and they're going to be forced into a stopped play here, so not much time for breathing in this one in the early stages. McKenzie runs along the outer wing, and that's okay. It's a good kick to Morris.
A lot of Collingwood players showing the touch of the fumbles early on. I think the ball must be a little bit slippery out there, quite dewy. Not too much rain around in Melbourne this morning, but not easy conditions to handle the footy at the moment, as we're finding out.
Here's Armstrong, long kick. Yeah, exactly what you just spoke about. Look, out of bounds on the full. It'll be a Scorps ball inside the 50. They go and the mark is taken. And I fancy that might be Tyler Ruse with the footy in his hand.
Ruse's young boy, Tyler.
Yep, Dad's here in the stands having a look.
Spent time at the Sandringham Dragons, Tyler Ruse, I believe. And now getting a run as a 23rd man for the Casey Scorpions. So it'll be very interesting to see how he comes along and if there's any similarities with his famous father.
Kicks on its way. It's going to just come up short in the wind, and it's fisted over in the end. In fact, it's just clipped the post. So another behind for the visitors. And the Pies just under a bit of pressure at the moment. Here's Sinclair darting away across halfback. Likely man in this circumstance. Has a bounce. Gives a handball back inboard to Goodyear, who can just track his way across the wing. Right foot down the line. There's a two-on-one if they can get it to ground. Reid does, but Bale arrives quickly for the Scorpions. Reid has to go back and win the footy again. He does well. Is he going to be pinged for locking it in here? Umpire says no. No, you've worked hard enough to get back out there. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll toss it up.
One thing we might have been able to do a little bit better in that situation was move the ball on a little bit quicker. I think the way we had it off half-back, Benny Sinclair was charging away, but unfortunately there wasn't anything on. We looked good for a moment coming off half-back there, so if we can keep that up, make the most of our opportunities when we turn the ball over in Casey's forward 50, that'd be terrific.
Well, good stuff here from Galt, who swung out of trouble. Borthwick, quick hands to Maloney, left foot kick backwards. He finds Dwyer right in front of the scoreboard on the outer side of the ground. Might as well be the Club 42 scoreboard today, who've looked after us magnificently with the heater in the office, keeping us out of the conditions. Deep in the forward pocket, good tackle, but might not have had the footy. Bale was the man to infringe, but allowed to go on for the Scorpions. They've worked it nicely along the outer wing. Tumpus finishes on the end of a chain of handballs for Casey. He goes with a long ball. Pendlebury's first there, but it's going to matter precious little as the boundary line wins the day.
And that ball's gone over the fence, completely over the fence and down onto the road, down on Turner Street. So might take a moment before we restart players. We do wait. Well, let's look at some of the matchups. Scott Greenoff, who kicked four goals last week, is coming off the field after starting up forward. And looking at the bench, not quite sure who's coming on to replace him. I think they're going to have a small for a tall. Jack Blair, the 172-centimetre small forward, coming on for Scotty Greenoff, who'd stand a good 195-centimetres.
Ball toss back in, Borthwick, good tackle. And he's going to be rewarded, that's good to see. And take it at half back, Will Gus. And just looking for an option along the wing. There's a few calls to come in board, but he elects to go with his left boot. Cox was the target, it's not going to make him. It's falling short, though. Spencer couldn't take the mark. Maloney wins the ball at ground level. Handball over the top. Turlick's going to be first back. He's worked out by Gray, but did well to stay in, did Turlick, to Tumpus. Quick hands. Finish out the back with Ruse. Further back now to McDonald. A high kick along the wing, and it's neatly taken on the outer side of the ground. And that's Max King, who kicks a long ball. That's been taken by the wind big time. Over the back of the third contest in the end, Marsh has happy to see it over there because he just got caught out by the wind. Nothing to do with judgment. Everyone was expecting it to fall short, but it got the lot of them.
And we look at the breeze now, just watching some of the trees at the Arrow Falls end. The breeze is definitely favouring the Casey end of the ground. They're kicking the Arrow Falls end at the moment, and might explain a little bit why that kick from... And the Collingwood defence is held up in the wind as we try to clear, and that's why a lot of the players have been down the Casey end in the first half of the opening quarter. But no goals to speak of yet, so we've got away with it in the early going.
This is going to be interesting to see how they use this breeze here. Fitzpatrick goes deep into the pocket. Good effort by Jamar. 1-2, not paid as he came to ground. Umpire said, play on, gentlemen, and they do. Gent working hard at ground level for Casey. There's plenty of numbers around it. I reckon they're going to be happy to... see another stoppage here. And I'll toss it up 2 metres in from the boundary line. Yarra Falls End on the outer side of Victoria Park.
So we'll find out a lot, I think, about our forward line in the next quarter when the likes of Reid and Galt get to play down at that end. We can send in long and quick to them with the breeze at our back, which will give them every chance that they're playing in front.
So it's going to be Borthwick who emerges with the footy from the stoppage. Tossed it up again. Jamar, second time. Left foot kick. 20 metres out, dangerous place to defend here. Sinclair did well to strip his man of the footy. Well played. Runs away. Needs to arch the back. Just got the handball to Armstrong. Under pressure now. Young needs to go and win the footy. He tracks his man. Couldn't get a hold of Burns. He had some support through Blair, who got his man. Maloney. Oh, gee, he got his man. No questions there.
You know, when you get tackled by Ben Maloney, you stay tackled. He would be our best chance to win the Listen Trophy this year, you'd imagine, Mike. He's been so consistent all season. Again, setting the standard early there with his tackling and his pressure.
And he got it on his left boot, but it's won here by Tumpus, who receives the handball and goes along the wing with a bounce back inside the 50. Marsh!
Terrific grab, Jonathan Marsh.
Just in the fingertips. He worked Jamar underneath it, had back position, and then just held onto it magnificently. He goes to Armstrong, who has to take it on the bounce. Hard conditions here, meeting the players. Turlick comes in and fists it over. They'll toss it in half-forward flank.
Terrific grab by Jonathan Marsh. He'd say he's undersized at the moment, giving away a few centimetres to the likes of Jamar and Spencer, who've been spending a lot of time in the goal square for Casey. So he's got a big job ahead of him today if we're a chance to get on top here. Giving away a good 5 to 6 centimetres on some of the taller resting ruckman for Casey. He's done a fine job so far. And that mark playing from behind, reading the play better and juggling with the one hand was terrific. So Jonathan was one of the emergencies for us for 6 weeks in a row mid-season, but couldn't quite get a look in. Still hasn't played a senior game, but he's very, very close in only his second year on the list. He's made some great strides in the last 2 years. Be great to see him get a chance before the year's out.
Neil Bullen's tracking it at ground level. Couldn't pick it up. There's plenty of company around this footy. Seedsman.
Here comes a whistle.
Good tackle. Got his man. Too long to get rid of it. Collingwood free kick at half back.
So Seedsman with the footy. We haven't used the ball too well coming off half back, I'd say so far, Michael. It might be the conditions to some degree, and that might be a bit of an example, unfortunately, where the ball skewed off the side of the boot a couple of times. So the ball must be quite wet and slippery out there. Both teams not using the ball as they'd probably like to. So far, we haven't been made to pay yet. Even that kick from Casey inside 50 wasn't the greatest of kicks off the boot, but it's found its target. It's found Mark Jamar, who's marked a helicopter. Playing in front, low to the ground. It's in the breadbasket. Took it nicely on his chest, so he'll line up from 45 metres out on a tightish angle for a left foot. It won't be easy kicking to the Arrow Falls end.
Yeah, it's wet, but it's not heavy underfoot, is it? I mean, it's really absorbed whatever moisture has been around quite well, but it's just bitterly cold with that breeze. Going to the Yarra Falls end, he starts this left, and that's going to end up just about in queue.
It's not just Collingwood, it's not just Casey. Both teams are struggling by foot and by hand in the early going in this quarter, so won't be an easy day for forwards kicking for goal, nor for defenders running off half back. Everyone's got to show a little bit of care, a little bit more extra care when they've got the ball in hand, and make sure at least they go to the safe option and don't blast the ball out of bounds on the forwards. We've done a couple of times so far, and Casey's done again there.
Yeah. Neat mark taken by Mitch White here He normally might struggle with the distance, but he's outside the arc. I suspect with the breeze going as strongly as it is, he'll set this to the right-hand goalpost and see if he can just get it to bend back in.
You get the sense he fancies himself from here. He's taking his time.
Yep, he's given it every chance. That is a magnificent kick.
See exactly why. It was a lovely kick by Mitch White. First goal of the afternoon goes to the Casey Scorpions. They move to 1-3-9. Collingwood yet to score. Mitch White, the same name, of course, as another famous footballer from the 1990s, Mitchell White at the West Coast Eagles and later at Geelong. So I wonder if his parents had the great Mitchell White in mind at the time. Yeah, a premiership forward for the West Coast Eagles, of course. And his namesake getting off to a good start there with the first goal of the day. And it's only taken us 15 minutes.
Yeah,
no rush at all, guys.
It is tough conditions, isn't it? We must say that it's not going to be an easy afternoon for either team, really. And even just to adjust to the length of that breeze has taken some doing for both sides. I suspect it may have just crept up in the last half an hour and got stronger and stronger. J-Mar's going to get it, but it won't matter. It's gone too far outside the centre circles. It'll be recalled.
Scott Greenhoff now moving into the ruck with Mason Cox off the field for a breather. Greenhoff kicking four goals last week against Frankston, so he's been in really good form the last couple of weeks. It'd be great to see him continue that on today.
This is being worked through the middle of the ground. Greenhoff got it to Hellier. Good stuff. They won the day. Inside the 50. Through Fitzpatrick. Comes to Reed. Deep in the pocket. He picks up the loose ball. Snaps around the corner. Gulps a chance. Had it fisted away. Little Blair's there. He likes this situation. Oh, he hits the post from the top of the square.
Would have been very handy. Only us, from what I can recall, our third inside 50 for the afternoon. So would have been nice to jag one there. Nice work by little Jack Blair. Just couldn't quite bring it back far enough under pressure. Very good attempt, though.
Pinoza to Ruse, back pocket. The Scorpions have it. And Ruse goes to the long ball. He just beats the contest. Did Seatsman work his man underneath it illegally, said the umpire. Gent's taken it. He's got rid of the long sleeves, back to the short sleeve, and he runs along the wing. It's won by Pendlebury. He just ambles towards the boundary line. In hope more than anything, I suspect Mantique's there to try and keep it in. He does so initially. Good stuff, Gent, though, for the Scorpions. Got it to Kennedy Harris around the corner towards the flank. Pendlebury happy to see it over. There's 15 metres gained with a fist for Casey. And in the end, they'll toss it in about 25 around from the point post.
Damn territory down there for Casey. Just forcing it forward, because they know with the wind at their back, it's going to be very difficult for Collingwood to penetrate the half-back line. The longer Casey keep it in there, as you know, it's quite obvious, the longer you keep it in there, the more lucky you are to score. So if they can just get numbers around the ball here, Collingwood's got to be very careful.
The voice of Luke Mason on Collingwood VFL radio. Been a tough start for both teams. Bales a chance, got it from McKenzie. Snap, misses under pressure to the right-hand side.
Let's see how Collingwood look to clear the ball here. Most times the kick-ins have gone to this right-hand side. They've gone here again. Ryan Pendlebury kicking for space. But no one can run onto it. Clinton Young puts his body on the line and knocks the ball out of play in front of the site of where the old scoreboard used to stand here at Victoria Park. Of course, it's no longer down in that forward pocket, left forward pocket at the Arrow Falls end, as we'll have a throw in.
What do the locals refer to that piece of artwork in the pocket as, Luke?
Good question.
Give you a chance to think about that. Ball tossed back in.
Certainly.
There's going to be another stoppage here. We might get a few of these this afternoon, I would imagine.
Yes, we'll certainly have to keep an eye on the likes of Ben Maloney and Jack Hellier and a lot of those inside players for Collingwood around the ball. They'll be very important today. You think they might get 25 disposals, but half of them will be in the middle of the packs and we won't even see them. They'll be submerged amongst 10 or 12 players at times in the stoppages. So
great tackle from Borthwick. Got a hold of Burns. His left foot kick just allowed Casey to come into the contest. Turlick flicked it back. Jamar takes the handball off Neil Bullen, goes inside the 50, almost a good mark inside the 50 for Casey, but it's one back, a chance there for Ruse inside the 50, coming out to meet at Seedsman, but he was just beaten to the footy by Burns, McKenzie, quick hands, Neil Bullen and Turlick, well tackled by Gray, right up against the boundary line, Pies wanted to go out, they couldn't quite take it out, and now McKenzie has it, 55 from home for Casey. Wheels round on the right boot. A chance for the big fella Spencer to come out and take the mark. He couldn't quite. Good stuff from the defenders of the Pies. Hellier bursts away from the back 50. He kicks a long ball to half forward. Cox has got to go to work on Pinoza. The shorter man, Pinoza, played it well, got the handball across to Fitzpatrick. They've released themselves from half-back. Spencer got it by a handle. The big men trying to combine by a handball. That won't work. They've turned it over. Blair has the footy after a free kick for two high.
We've just seen, we'll come back to that in a moment, our play of the day so far from Cal Matheson in defence, but Blair sends it forward looking for Reed, can't mark, ball comes to ground.
And they're going to come away with it here, Casey, but Hellier's got his man, and there's not going to be a free passage of play for Casey. You've really bounced off halfback nicely, but we saw a bit of that from the Pies a moment ago, Luke.
Yes, Cal Matheson, one of the smallest players in the Collingwood team, went back with the flight, stood in the hole in front of Jake Spencer and got absolutely poleaxed, but he brought the ball to ground and he was the reason why this ball moved into our attack. We've been able to hold it in there as Clinton Young marks the Casey rebound. He'll pump it straight back in over their heads.
So can he find Reed, who's led to the pocket? He's going to go away from that contest. Tough to kick in these conditions at ground level. Williams got the handball to Reed. Handball further deep into the pocket. Turlick's back there. He got around one tackler. Then he got the handball away to Tumpus along the outer wing. Jamar has it fisted away by Marsh. Ball to be won at ground level. Good stuff, Seedsman. Made it difficult. And now they're a chance to turn it over, the Pies. They worked it beautifully. Manteek got it away. Maloney had his kick smothered. In tight quarters. Bale wins the footy. He's well tackled. And the umpire allows it to go on momentarily before calling it in.
Have a look at those trees on the outer side, Michael. They are blowing all in one direction, all Casey's way. It's a very strong breeze out here, so no surprises that the scoreboard reads 0-1-1 to 1-4-10 in Casey's favour. Not an easy day for kicking a goal, not an easy day for having the ball at the Sharon Stand end whatsoever.
So not a bad start either, Luke. We must say, given the conditions,
that's true.
They can contain them as they have so far. It'll be a pretty positive meeting at quarter time.
It's not everything, not what it seems on the scoreboard, you'd say, the way the game's gone so far.
Here's Neil Bullen at halfback. Goes over the top with his right boot. Young has to track the footy back in front of Jamar. Attacked at footy, well played. Good stuff from Clinton Young. He's knocked it away. Is he going to be pinged here? No, he's not. Good stuff.
Done some important things so far today, Clinton Young, and in his time in the VFL this year, putting his body on the line, winning a lot of one-on-ones, which haven't even registered on the stat sheet, but it's been so important in just halving a contest or forcing the ball out of play and allowing his teammates time to get down in numbers and support him. He's been very important with his leadership.
Here's Hellier. Blair, beautifully played. Away they go. Inside the 50. Oh, Big Cox takes the mark in his hands.
Mason Cox at full extension. Though, sucked those arms out. Slippery ball. It was never going to slip out of those mitts. Big Mason. He's going to line up from about 45 metres out, almost as good as directly in front. He's having a look around. He's got two minds as to whether or not he passes off and looks for a better option, but it looks like now he's going to back himself. And that tiny Sharon looks so small in his huge mitts. Big Mason, he'll line up from about 45 metres out. He's been a good set shot for goal this year when he's had the opportunity. Kicked a few nice ones at training during the week too.
Been a good cold kicker, really. 7 goals from his 11 matches, and it's a bit tough into the breeze here. He finishes 25 short and to the right. Might give you an indication of the conditions. And also how difficult it is to get ball drop to boot, because the wind is just blowing it all over the joint.
It was a tricky kick for him, for someone who's still probably coming to terms with kicking the oval ball. Adding these conditions to the mix aren't too helpful, but he's backed up again nicely to contest there. He's not the sort of person to drop his head and start sulking or wondering what might have been. He's straight back onto it. Now he's moving into attack. So we've got three talls up there. We've got Scott Greenhoff in the ruck. We're playing three tall forwards at the minute. Reed, Goss, and also Mason Cox.
Couple of strong bodies around this footy. Maloney, Gent, Neil Bullen, Hellier. Good tackling. Umpire's going to ping him. Free kick going Collingwood's way.
So the Magpies pressing. It'd be great to get one on the board here before quarter time. It won't be a long quarter with just one goal kicked. So some reward for effort here would be terrific.
And Borthwick has really laid a couple of very impressive tackles. He sets this to the top of the square. Cox might be a chance. Oh, Reed! He was third in line and somehow managed to tuck it into his tummy as he fell to ground. He'll kick from the top of the square.
Magnificent grab by Ben Reed. Looked well and truly out of position for a long time there in that contest with about four players. Two Casey defenders appeared to have right of way there in the goal square, but falling across them was Benny Reed, who took the ball, tucked it under his wing and brought it to ground for the mark. And he lines up and puts it through. Ben Reed is on the board of Victoria Park. Well done, Ben Reed. As he comes from the field, just to take a breather, don't worry about his legs. He looks perfectly fine as he's coming off. So great signs for Reedy, and for the rest of the Magpies. Great reward for effort after a pretty trying start to the quarter. The ball's been down Casey's end for so long with the breeze helping trap it in there. But we've had the last 5 or 6 minutes, things have gone our way. And it's important we took our opportunities when they came. And Reedy certainly helped us do that. He'll be so important for us today. And in such a 50-50 contest against a team like Casey, where it really could go either way on paper, someone like Ben could be all the difference.
Yeah, that little bit of class at the top end, already on display this afternoon. So Casey kicking with a massive wind advantage, only lead by 3 points. Closing stages, opening term. Williams got it from Greenhoff in the middle. Inside the 50, the Pies go again. Through the hands of Cox, he goes back to lay a tackle, but just slipped over. Fitzpatrick worked his way through traffic nicely. Handball over the top. Asked a little bit there, so Manteek can come in and cause the turnover here. Borthwick got it across to Blair. Inside the 50, they go. It's nicely taken by Matheson. 2 metres in from the boundary line, 50 out from home. He assesses the options. There's not much presenting, so he's going to kick it just to 25 out. Jamar's got the sit here, and he takes the mark defensively for Casey.
It's going to be a tricky one for us all day, especially when we're kicking into the breeze. The way that the Casey Scorpions ruckman, they've got at least three tools out there today who'll drop back into space and cut the ball off when it falls short. They're experts at that, the likes of Jamar and Spencer, and also Jack Fitzpatrick. So they've got three tools who are able to do that quite easily, and they might have another go again.
Williams at ground level read it beautifully from the contest, but he was just pushed off his kick and it was smothered in the end. Under pressure, the Scorps back six going to work. Turlick comes in to lend a hand. Here's turnovers on, and it's going to be kicked inside the 50 by Manteek through a couple of sets of hands. Well played, Newton. Oh, the turnover's on. Dwyer swings onto his right boot. That was good stuff from Galt. Spills towards the boundary line. McKenzie picks it up. He's picked up, and then he's tossed into the turf. Too high against Clinton Young. It'll be a Casey ball in the back pocket.
Some really good signs in the last 5 or 6 minutes, Michael, the way we've been able to keep the ball tracked in our attacking area after Casey had the run on the play for such a long time. When we're kicking in the breeze, it's just going to be huge when we start kicking with it early in the second quarter.
Dwyer, Marsh, Gent. Was he pushed out? No, allowed to go on. At ground level, some good tackling being done from all quarters. And it's Jeremy Taylor, who's the man to emerge as the last tackler. Did a good job, make sure that the Scorps didn't get out. It'll be Greenhoff and Jamar through a couple of sets of hands. They're released nicely out the back through Riley, who gets it onto Kennedy Harris. Quickly inboard to Newton, running through the middle of Vic Park. He drives a long ball. This could go close. It's a goal.
Lovely long kick there by Ben Newton. Terrific kick on the left. It was from inside the centre square when he let fly. And it all started at the stoppage when Casey just had one spare number on the fat side of the ground. They were able to work the ball quickly by hands to release Kennedy Harris, who went off to Newton. And by that point in time, there was no stopping them. They were off the leash and had so much space to work with. And with the breeze at his back, Ben Newton was always going to have a ping at that one, even from 65 metres out.
And he didn't need to overkick it, did he? Guided it through beautifully.
No, it looked straight out of the kicking manual, that one. Hit it sweetly. And fair play to them. They deserve that one. They played it quite well from the back flank all the way to full forward. So Casey, with their second, they moved to 2-4-16, Collingwood 1-1-7 late in the opening term.
Still not a bad result if the siren goes now. Pies will try and work it to half forward. Ball to be won. It's tumbling along the ground. Coming out to meet it, Hellier. It was past him. Nick Gray lays a good tackle. Ball spills out the back. That was nice stuff for the Scorps. Riley did some nice things there. It finishes with Ruse, who darts his way across half-back, got it from Bale. He heads to the outer side. Pinoza takes it, give it to Tumpus. Yeah, they just need to hang on, and they do. That's a good siren for Collingwood.
Saved by the bell.
1-1-7 the Pies. Casey 2-4-16 at quarter time. We'll get all the goal kickers and the better players in just a moment. But